Bank of Cardiff, this is Hashim. How may I help you?
Yes, Hashim, this is Amar. You called me earlier in the day.
Oh, hey, Amar. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty well. How you been? How's business been?
Business is great. Just trying to meet the demand, so it's just been crazy.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear you're at least busy.
Yeah, always because the Christmas season is here, and it always gets crazy around Christmas season.
Good, good. Perfect. Got you at a good time then, huh?
Yeah. So what is going to be different this time compared to when we spoke to your other colleague last time? David Fershey or something?
Yes, yes, correct. So last time what you were looking for was more than what you got, right?
Last time when we were looking, please explain that.
So last time, what was the approval was for like 120 or 150 or 105 or something like that, right?
It was 120, and I think the part, well, it was at 32% also.
Right.
And then it required a draft every day from our bank account. I mean, that makes the cash flow unpredictable. We didn't like that. So.
Right. It kind of tightened up.
To begin with. Yeah. We're okay with a monthly payment, but I mean, somebody to auto draft something every day.
Right, right. No, every day. Yeah, every day can kind of get hectic depending on you know, how the business is and how the turnover works and all that. But because the last time that we had talked about that was what, two or three months ago?
Yeah, 3 months ago.
Yeah. Since then, have you had any changes in like monthly sales or anything? Since you're telling me you got busier, did you guys go up at all?
Yeah, it does. I mean, our last month sales were pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, the one before that. I mean, we will hopefully we close at 2.7, 2.8 million this year. So.
Oh, okay. Wow. Good for you. Is that what you were on track for just this past couple months ago as well?
Yeah, I mean, we would end up in December. We would end up there, I think. So. We had to pause a little bit because we were having trouble getting the product in.
Right.
So I think October went a little down, but it'll get picked up in November since we have the product now. So.
Oh, wow. Okay, perfect. Good for you. So why don't you tell me a little bit about, you know, what you're looking to do that's a little bit different than last time?
I think we are just expanding our Tumblr product line right now.
Okay.
We're looking to do 150 there, and if it's a decent percentage, we can look at an annual investment, 150.
Okay.
And a decent markup, and pay monthly or quarterly or whatever. I mean, so.
Okay, excellent. So you're looking for around 150 again. And then, so if you were to get this 150K and expand your product line and all that, what are you kind of expecting as a return on your investment?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, it really depends on how many times you can rotate that 150 in a year.
Right. So, I mean, honestly, I'm not sure if they've already explained it to you before or not, but the way it works is I'd be able to get you approved for the largest amount possible. And then from there, you can use it however you want. Like, say I approved you for the 150K, right? But you only want to use 50 of it, or you only want to use 75 of it. You can take that 50 to 75 and then use that and then pay the interest on just that portion that you took out. And then when you're all finished with that and you still want some more, you still have the rest of your approval waiting for you. So that's one of the options that we can do.
Yeah, what's the markup?
On the, you mean like rates and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, on that, I'm not going to actually be able to know until I get the most recent bank statements, just so they can update the file for you. But I know that we can probably get you some different terms than what you were looking at before.
Yeah, it was too high for us. Like,
yeah,
I just did a deal with a friend.
Yeah.
And we had some money. That's how we bridge the gap right now. Right. I did a deal with a friend for 200K.
Right.
This was for our soft bag line. We have another line called soft bags. So these are like soft coolers. We have a hard cooler. We have a soft cooler.
Right.
So we did that for 200,000 at 20%. I'm going to pay him on a quarterly basis.
Uh-huh.
And he's guaranteed 40,000 on it in a year, basically.
Okay, so gotcha. So he's doing it at 20%.
Yeah, then he's got an option to renew it, I mean, after a year if he wants to, or if we can return it, if he gives us a 2-3 month notice, and we'll return the money to him. So that's what I did. It worked out good for me. We ordered some extra product, soft bag. They'll probably be here in 2-3 weeks. So we already have pre-book orders for almost 1,000 of those.
Oh, okay. So, very nice.
So that will, I mean, work out. So I was going to do the same thing for my tumblers. I was looking for 150 at 20%, basically.
So you're looking for around 150, around 20%. So that's our goal that we're shooting for.
Yes.
Right? Okay. Let's get that down real quick. 150 at 20%.
Because I'm trying to reach out to family and friends also. I just got one deal done, I mean, so I'm still going to reach out to them.
Yeah, of course.
But I need to get stuff. I mean, those tumblers are flying out like crazy, so I might have to add some more. So
ooh, wow. Good for you. I'm glad business is booming.
Yeah, because I don't know if you follow Yeti.
Yeti?
Have you heard of it?
No, but I have now. Go ahead, tell me about it.
I mean, they're the largest cooler manufacturing company in the U.S. They do about $450 million in sales.
Wow.
So, I mean, out of that, they're doing about $100 million in tumblers only. These are the tumblers that people carry, those steel tumblers with a glass cap.
Right, right.
So, we have a similar product, I mean, so that's what we're trying to beef up on it right now. So.
Wow. Okay, good for you. So, there's a nice industry for that.
Go to our website and you can check it out. So.
Yeah, I'll definitely check out the website. Okay. So you're on track for $2.7 million this year. So besides that loan that you have with your friend, the $200,000, 20%, do you have anything else out right now? Do you have a line of credit with the bank or anything?
No, it's more like a term loan. It's on a 7-year note or something like that.
Uh-huh.
For $300,000.
For $300,000?
Yeah.
Okay, and how much have you exhausted from that $300,000? What's the balance left?
So we've used all of it, so we're just paying a term loan on it.
Okay, gotcha. So you used it all up.
It's not like,
What's the payment that you're making?
I don't know. I'll have to check with my other partner.
Uh-huh.
I do not manage a book, so.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, I mean, I believe I still have most of your info still on file here. Let me just double check. No, I don't actually. Let me see. Okay, all right, I see. I actually might still have the files. I just have to check the other computer. But what I think all I'm going to need from you is the most recent 6 bank statements. Would you be able to do that?
Okay, let me check. But, I mean, is 20% doable or not? I don't want to go through all that and then come back with a crazy proposal.
Yeah, no, I completely understand. 20% is something that's doable because what we do in our programs is that they're offered anywhere between 10 and then they range all the way up. And I believe the last time that you got it was at 32%, like you said. And then there was another one which was even higher than 32, but I believe there was also one in 28. Was there one in 28? Do you recall that at all?
I don't know. There was one proposal. I think I only remember one, actually.
Just one? Okay, I remember the one for 32 for sure, because that's on here. It was on deck for 120,000.
That's the one I remember.
Okay, and then, I mean, since then, I mean, you've probably paid off some of the balance that you had on that 7-year term, and you also probably have increased in sales a little bit as you're increasing in those tumblers. We can probably get you something better than what you were looking at there. And all that I would really need to take a look at is the most recent 6-month bank statements, because everything else should already be up here in a file.
Yeah, I think we've already in sales, we're already up to 2.1 million, I think, 2 to 2.1 million.
Wow. How long have you been in business?
Almost 3 years. I mean, I think the first year we did was 435,000. The next year we did about 1 million. This year we're going to close at 2.7, 2.8 million.
Wow. Good for you. You're doubling year over year?
Yeah, it is doubling. So
that is,
it's just a matter of how much product we can bring in, basically.
Right. So I mean, there is a demand there. You just need to supply it, basically.
Yes, of course. I'm a soft bag. We already pre-sold 1,000. I'm getting my first batch for 600. That will go out. They're already pre-sold. So.
Gotcha.
You need to go check our website, so you'll better know our product line.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to check that out right after this phone call, actually. But what I could do right now, I'm not sure if you still have the email on file or not, but I can shoot it over to you. Are you still, let's see.
I got your email this morning. I think I saw that.
Oh, right. Yeah, you did respond to it. But I meant I was going to send you the just the requirements that I had. Should I just do that?
Yeah, so what do you want, is just 6 months of statements?
Yeah, I think 6 months of statements should do it, because, I mean, honestly, we should still have your stuff on file. I'll double-check it right now after the call, and then if it does need anything else, I'll go ahead and just give you a call back and let you know.
Yeah, I don't want to get into that whole paperwork cycle. I mean, I was able to get 200K from a friend on a handshake. I just signed a promissory note to him, and I was able to, he wired the money into my account. I was able to order the product.
Nice and simple.
This is so deceptive. I mean, you listen to these radio promotions and all that.
Yeah.
They say no promotion, you can get the money to your bank on 48 hours. And then when you start going into it, then all these requirements start coming out.
Yeah.
That becomes a distraction for us.
Yeah, so. No, I completely understand. And it always happens because, they request like 6-month bank statements, tax return or whatever, and then they come back to you and tell you, oh, we still need this, we still need that, depending on which lender. But, I mean, for us, we're a relationship-based bank, so really, like, my job is to work with you the entire time. And I know, especially as you're growing year over year and you're doubling your sales every year, more and more capital is just going to be needed. And as a reoccurring customer with us, we actually have lots of interest forgiving programs, which you'll probably qualify for because you're growing, right? So your sales are going to increase, and you'll be able to pay back whatever you're borrowing much quicker, in which case you end up
rolling. Next year, we're really projecting 8 to 9 million in sales.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's insane. The fact that you're growing this fast is just completely absurd. So when capital is needed and you're able to pay it back a lot quicker, we actually have interest forgiveness programs where you're not going to have to pay off the rest of what you owe, but instead you can just refinance and go ahead and get more money than what you already had and then start working with a lower rate than what you were working with before. Especially since we
are mostly self-funded, so we actually set up a warehouse also in Kenner, Louisiana.
Right.
About 35,000 square feet. We were in a rented place with somebody else.
Right.
Like a fulfillment center. So now we got our own because our shipments were increasing so much. So all of that ties up your cash and everything. So adding employees.
Yeah, it becomes.
Yeah,
cash flow becomes really, really tight. And I'm very aware of what you're talking about, because a lot of the companies that we work with are companies similar to yours where they're growing quickly. For example, I had a construction company that I was just working with last year, and I gave them, the loan sounds a little bit ridiculous, but it was a $200,000 loan at 32%, and this year refinanced them again for a $250,000 loan, and it was at 22%. So it shot down a whole 10% for being a recurring customer, and they paid off their loan early, so they didn't have to pay off the rest of the interest. So if your turnover rate is also really good, then the interest is really not an issue for you.
Yeah, but I mean, it has to make sense to us also.
Yeah, of course. That's what I'm saying. Is if the turnover works for you, then paying back the money shouldn't be a problem for you.
Yeah, but I think you should have our statements till July. I think you should have those.
Yeah, I think
July or August. I think you had those.
Why don't you give me one? Actually, why don't you just stay on the line with me? Let me double check and see if I have it on here. How's your day been going?
Oh, just long. I mean, heading home right now, so.
Yeah. You get a nice early start every morning?
Yeah, it's about 6 o'clock, so.
Oh, similar to me. I'm in here usually around 6:30. Nice, bright and early.
Yeah, I go to my Fajr prayers, and then after that, I mean, the day starts.
I'm sorry, one more time?
I go for my morning prayers, and after that, the whole day starts after that, so.
Oh, really? For at the mosque?
Yeah, it's Fajr prayer, so I think you're a Muslim or you're
Fajr.
Not?
Yeah, you're right. You got me. Also
I
do the same.
But name, and I thought it has to be a Muslim brother, so.
Yeah, absolutely right. Yeah, I end up doing that at home, and then I head right over to work. Okay. Okay, let me pull up your files right here. Okay, yeah, so I do have your statements. Let's open them real quick. Taking a little while here, sorry. Okay, I see. So I have up until February, March, April, May, June. So I have up until June right now.
Okay.
So if you can send July, August, September, October, so the most recent four, and then I can add those into your file, and then we can see what changes.
Okay, and I think you should have two banks, American Bank and Iberia Bank.
Yeah, I have Iberia and I have American.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
okay,
they're both in
Let
here.
Me talk to John, my partner.
Sure.
And ask and share that with him that I offered you 150 at 20%. That's the only reason I would be interested. So
that's the most sufficient one that would work for you, right?
Yes, that's the most.
Okay.
And then a monthly payment, not a daily auto draft. So.
Okay, definitely. I'll go ahead and shoot over the email to you right now then, just a reminder for just the most recent four bank statements from July until October. And then, you know, you go ahead and you talk to your partner and let him know what's up and see where we go from there. How's that sound?
Okay, that's fine. I'll let you know either way, which way you want to go, okay?
I'm sorry, one more time?
I will let you know either way, which way we're going to go.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I'll let you know, okay? All right.
Definitely. Okay, I'll send it over to you, and I'll follow back. Maybe the end of the week would be okay with you?
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. No problem, Ammar. No problem.
Okay, assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum.
All right, wa alaikum salam. Take care. Bye-bye.